Cascadia's annual heart event illuminates the intersection of art and mental health with a focus on women. This annual event brings together a network of supporters, artists, and storytellers who are committed to reducing the stigma of mental health by supporting activities that promote health, healing, and hope. This year's month-long virtual art gallery will explore challenges unique to women in our community while empowering women to live their best lives. Proceeds from this event are critical to Cascadia being able to serve over 6,000 women of all ages every year, especially the 5,100 women who access Cascadia's mental health outpatient services. This year, Heart is all virtual for the whole month of May. I'm honored that Who Am I to Stop It was chosen for one of the events. All events are free, and there's an opportunity to make a donation and buy some swag at checkout. The screening is Wednesday, May 19th, from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific. There'll be a screening of the film and then a pre-recorded conversation with me, Cheryl. The film has closed captions and open audio description, and the conversation will have closed captions, too. There are individual registration links for each event in the blog post and at cascadiabhc.org/event/heart. Please note, captions and audio description are only available for the Who Am I to Stop It event. Here's the events for the month. May 5th, there's music performances by Women Crush Music. May 12th, a comedy show. May 19th, the screening of Who Am I to Stop It. And May 26th, dance performance by Polaris Dance Company. In the blog post, there's also a picture from the Heart event. It's a blue heart with the words Heart, Whole Health, Women, Art written in the center. The heart glows softly against a pale teal background. I hope everybody can make it to all the different events. Again, they're all online and they're all free, but you can also make a donation to Cascadia of any amount when you register. See you there.